Good morning, everyone.
Amazing.
Oh, brilliant. That's all we need to know, isn't it? Okay, round of applause for these people for sharing anything. Anyone else? You don't have to come up if you're shy. You can just say from where you are. No one did anything. You did. Nice holidays. Anyone else have a nice holiday? Good weather? No, only Andrea. Lots of rain. Never mind, eh? Well, we've done lots of things, lots of exciting things. Some people have done lots of new things, and there's more new things to come as we begin a new term. Lots of exciting things to look forward to. In the Bible, it says this, in Psalm 150, it says, Alleluia! Praise God in his holy house of worship. Praise him under the open skies. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his magnificent greatness. Praise him with a blast from a trumpet. Praise him by strumming soft strings. Are we doing that? Not sure. Praise him with castanets and dance. We're not doing that. We could dance. Praise him with banjo and flute. Praise him with cymbals and a big brass drum. Praise him with fiddles and mandolin. Let every living, breathing creature praise the Lord. Alleluia. So let's stand together. We're going to sing our first song, Praise Him, You Heavens. The words will appear on the screen behind me. Well, this morning, I thought we'd start off as we mean to go on for a new term, a new season. We're going to do a new quiz. This time, though, it's a healthy quiz because it's going to be about fruit. Very healthy. And we have healthy prizes. Fruit pastels. See? Fruit. Yes, very exciting. So, don't fret, it's multiple choice. You don't have to think too hard. We're easing you in gently. First question is this. Where was the kiwi fruit first grown? Okay, over to you. Now what I'd like you to do, on your own or in little groups, there's a piece of paper and some pens down here. I want you to write down as many fruit as you can think of. Fruit is wonderful though, isn't it? It's very exciting because you've got so many different fruit, different colours, different flavours, different textures. There is so much in fruit. Did you know? I've got a few facts, which again could be wrong, but we'll go for it. That avocados have the highest calories of any fruit. Yeah? Did you also know that lemons are popular for cleaning because they have a high acidic quality, so they get rid of the bacteria? Did you also know that there are more than 100 varieties of banana, including the red-skinned banana, which I believe were mentioned in this group? Did you also know that if you put grapes in the microwave, they explode? Oh, no, don't try that at home. So sorry. Did you know that the largest fruit is the giant pumpkin? Which, according to this fact file, the largest one is over 71 stone. Can that be right? Let's say yes. Did you know, as was listed, that tomatoes are actually a fruit, though we often refer to them as a vegetable, and they are the most popular fruit in the world? How do you know that? Did you also know that there are around 7,000 different types of apples grown? Wouldn't surprise me. And we only like choose from Braeburn or the rest. Okay, and did you know that eating an apple is a far more reliable way of keeping yourself awake than drinking caffeine because of the sugar? I don't know. I got it off the internet. It might not be true. Okay. Fruit, though, is amazing. It's so many different good things in it. And it is delicious. Different types of fruit. But the thing about fruit is it's actually very hard to grow. It's not just a matter of just planting something and letting it grow. If you don't take care of your apple tree and don't have a healthy tree, you don't get good apples. If you don't water your tomato plant, you don't get lovely, rich tomatoes. And if you don't protect your strawberries from bugs, you're not going to get any strawberries at all. Because you need to care, not just for the fruit when they appear, but actually for the whole tree, the whole plant, and then the fruit will appear. There's a verse in the Bible which will appear on the screen behind me, which says this: a good tree does not produce bad fruit, nor does a bad tree produce good fruit. Each tree is known by its own fruit. People don't gather figs from thorn bushes, and they don't get grapes from bushes. Good people bring good things out of the good they store in their hearts, but evil people bring evil things out of the evil they store in their hearts. People speak the things that are in their hearts. You see, a good tree produces good fruit, and then it is known by the fruit that it produces. Because what's inside is good, and so what comes out is good. And so the Bible likens this to people as well, and says that a good person will produce good things because there is good inside of them. And that's what the fruit will be, good things that are produced in their lives. We're going to sing a song now which talks about doing things for God. It's an action song, so I might need a few people to help me, maybe to come up the front here to help me. It's called I Reach Up High. When we reach up high, I touch the ground, and we touch the ground. Oh, well done. Please do come up. I don't like being on my own. I reach up high, I touch the ground, I stomp my feet, and I turn around, because I've got to, woo, woo, praise the Lord. And the next bit is I jump and dance with all my might, and then we just jump and we dance, and everyone watches us. But they're supposed to be jumping and dancing. I might look funny, but that's all right, because I've got to, woo, praise the Lord. There's a passage in the book of Galatians, and it talks about fruit, and it says this: so I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. A few years ago, Simon and I grew some tomatoes. We grow tomatoes every year, but this particular year, the weather was a bit strange. When we planted the tomato plants, we had loads and loads and loads of rain, which we thought brilliant. And then as the tomatoes started to grow, we had loads and loads of sun, which was great, but hardly any rain at that point. And the tomatoes grew and grew and grew, and they looked wonderful. And when we picked them, we were so excited. But then we tasted them, and we were very disappointed, because the inside was all watery and flowery and not really very tasty. And we realised that although the plant had got lots of water at the beginning, when it had been hot and sunny, we'd forgotten to keep watering it. And so the tomatoes had not really got any substance. They'd grown and grown, but they'd had little water, and they hadn't grown really well. We'd forgotten. And so we had to cut the plant down and throw it away, because they were of no use. And you know, the Bible calls us to be people who are full of the goodness of God, so that we produce wonderful fruit. If you like, people who live by the Spirit, so that we produce the fruit of the Spirit. Fruit that is amazing and wonderful. It lists it in the Bible: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. But to be able to produce this fruit in our lives, just like the production of any fruit on any plant, there has to be a lot of work and continual attention to the tree. Not just at certain times, but continually. Or if you like, there has to be lots of work and attention paid to our lives if we are then going to produce wonderful fruit for people to see. Because fruit doesn't just appear ripe and delicious, as with my tomato plant it didn't. It takes a lot of work to not just experience God's Spirit now and again, but to live by the Spirit, to walk with God and be filled with his goodness daily. And when we're filled with his goodness daily and we take care of our lives, then the fruit that we produce will be wonderful and will be edifying to other people. I want to say some prayers for people now. I want to say prayers for people who are doing something new this week or something they've only done a few times. For instance, those who are going back to school or those who are going back to work or those who are starting something new. So if that's you, I'm not going to do anything, call you out. Just wonder whether you might stand up. If you're starting school or you've only been one day to school, you're starting school next week or you're starting your job next week or you're doing something new, why don't you just stand up where you are? Anyone? No one? Just standing up. There you go. Wonderful. And I'm just going to pray for you as you stand up. I pray for you, Andrea. Wonderful. Great. I know who you are, so I can pray for you anyway. So let's just pray together. Lord God, we thank you for this new time. We thank you for the wonderful holidays that we've had and the break that we've had. But we thank you for this new time of new schools, new school years, going back to jobs or new experiences. And we pray for everyone who's standing or those who know that they're going somewhere new, that, Lord, you would fill them with your goodness and that you would help them to produce really wonderful fruit so that those who bump into them and see them and play with them and have fun will see the wonderful fruit in their lives and know that it comes from you. We pray that you would help them to be bold and that you would fill them with your strength and your courage and they would know that you walk with them into all these new situations. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Wonderful. Thank you. We're going to sing our final song together, which is Over All the Earth, You Reign on High. And as we sing this, we're going to take up our offering this morning. So let's stand together and sing. So Lord God, as we go from here, as we go into a new week, we ask that you would reign in our lives and that we would know not only your power, but your love and your grace and your acceptance. And we ask that as we take care of our lives, that you would bring your fruit from us so that people would see your goodness and worship you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We are starting a course on the fruit of the Holy Spirit, so we will continue to teach on the different things each week following this. You may go and enjoy now. Thank you.